I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and our full hour today on the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombings not far from our office. Here's some of what we know. President Obama says the explosions are being investigated as an act of terror. Police say they spent the night inspecting an apartment in Revere, Massachusetts, which they say is owned by a person of interest, but not a suspect. Security Specialist Juliette Kayyem says police are also stationed at train stations and the airport, both seeing a mass exodus of runners, and they're being asked to review their pictures on their phones, many handing over SIM cards to the police. We're going to have more with Juliet later. Three people are dead, including an 8-year-old who'd just run to congratulate his dad for finishing the race. Liz Norden of Wakefield, Massachusetts, had two grown sons standing nearby with friends.
They're both going into surgery very soon this morning. They both lost a leg. Below the knee. I really don't know too much because it's just so overwhelming. It's like a nightmare. But they're with seven of their friends. All of their friends are in area hospitals. Another one of their friends lost a leg. It's just terrible.
That sound from WCVB-TV. Again, Liz Norden. Two grown sons each lost a leg. Let's start with our favorite running reporter. Here and Now is Alex Ashlock, who thankfully left that area before the bombing yesterday. He's back, but Alex, today the whole of downtown, 12 blocks, are a crime scene. Where are you?
Robin, I'm at the corner of Newbury Street and Exeter, where I spent a lot of yesterday afternoon. I can look down Exeter Street and see Boylston Street. I'm about a block and a half or so from where the explosions occurred. A huge police presence here, firemen. I could see vehicles from the ATF. Their firearms, explosive, and fire investigation unit truck is parked on Exeter Street. About the only sound you're hearing down here is helicopters overhead. They're just sort of hovering, and also an occasional siren. But people are just here taking pictures. Most of the stores on Newbury Street, you know, it's a big shopping street. Most of the stores are closed today. A few of the restaurants are open, but it's just very quiet here.
Well, and you were there yesterday as well. Thousands of runners diverted away from the finish line, and that meant they couldn't what? I mean, some of the stories you're still hearing today about people dislocated.
Yeah, I met up with two couples on my way down here, and I have to say, walking down here, quite a bit different than yesterday when so many people were just so happy they were going to the Red Sox game or the marathon finish. People today are just telling me it just feels weird down here. These couples, one of them, they weren't able to pick up their gear, which had been brought from Hopkinton back to the finish line, and they couldn't do that until today. In fact, they had just picked their gear up. They told me stories of people they knew who had their airline tickets in their gear, their IDs. They couldn't pick that stuff up. They couldn't get into their hotels, and obviously they couldn't leave if they had airline tickets. So logistically, it's just been a big problem for the runners, but of course they're all telling me, you know, whatever misfortunes they might have experienced, it just pales in comparison to the three people who died and all the people who were hurt.
Well, and Alex, you also saw extraordinary generosity, people being given food, blankets, you know, hotels handing things out because, again, the runners couldn't get to their thing, so that has happened as well. Alex Ashlock of Here Now, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Robin.
I'll have some thoughts as well about what should we do from here. But now to the investigation. The FBI's special agent in charge, Richard DeLaurier, says people shouldn't read too much into people being interviewed.
You will see us and our law enforcement partners interviewing maybe your neighbor or coworker or even yourself in coming days. We encourage you to please cooperate with law enforcement authorities.
Here Now's Deborah Becker is with us in the studio. She was at the press conference earlier today with Boston Police and the FBI. Deborah, first of all, tell us about news of the search of an apartment in nearby Revere, Massachusetts.
Well, there wasn't much more information about that at the press conference today, but what we know from a variety of sources and other media reports is that there was a search warrant executed last night for a Revere apartment building, and law enforcement officials, bomb investigators, spent much of the night there questioning someone. The most recent report we have is from the Boston Globe, which says that the roommate of a Saudi Arabian man who lived in that Revere apartment complex said that the apartment that the Saudi Arabian man lived in his apartment, the roommate's apartment as well, was searched by investigators overnight. The roommate told the Boston Globe that this man is a 20-year-old man who was attending an English language school in Boston. He said he was a devout Muslim. He also said the last time he saw him was Sunday, but he's now believed to be hospitalized because he was injured in the marathon bombings. And police told the paper that the man was questioned but not charged.
Okay, so we will, of course, follow that. What more do we know about the items that were used? It was reported yesterday that there were unexploded items found. Now we're hearing maybe not. And also, what was in them?
Well, there were all kinds of reports about other devices and what may be happening. And officials at the press conference today were absolutely emphatic to say that those were rumors. They say the only explosives found were the two that went off. But we do have the latest news from the Associated Press saying that someone who was briefed on the investigation thus far does confirm that these explosives were made, were pressure cookers full of metal and ball bearings. And, of course, that was what we were hearing from some of the doctors and those treating the victims, that they were almost like BB-like things embedded into people after these explosions.
But pressure cookers?
Something that would explode and send these objects far and wide.
Well, given that, what about the security ahead of the race? We know there were sweeps, but people are asking, how could this happen? Now, you might also say, why ask why? Because it's a marathon. We're going to talk more to Juliet Kayyem, security specialist, about that. But what do we know about the how much security there was before the race?
Well, Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis did address that today at the press conference, and he said that there were two sweeps of that area right before the explosions went off earlier in the morning yesterday. He said they did sweep for explosives, but he said it's a marathon. It's an open area. It's supposed to be a place where thousands of people gather, so they did, and they don't know how those explosives got in. They didn't give us very many details about them either, but that's what he said. There were sweeps, and the interesting thing, Robin, I think, was that they're still very, very actively looking for the public's help. They said that they are going through surveillance cameras from all of the local businesses. Police Commissioner Davis said he was looking at those photos frame by frame. They're also asking for all amateur video, photographs, anything. Anything from the finish line to try to be able to piece together what happened.
Yeah, because you may have something that looks completely innocent, but it might connect to another photograph, and then before you know it, you have several puzzle parts put together.
And I can't tell you how many times they stressed that today. They said anybody who has any image from that scene, no matter how seemingly insignificant, should please contact authorities.
Okay, we'll have information at herenow.org about how you do that. Here Now's Deborah Becker. I've been fiercely covering this story. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And as we go into a break, a note about some of the victims. Three people, as we said, killed in yesterday's blasts. An 8-year-old boy, Martin Richard, from the Dorchester section of Boston. His mother and sister were seriously injured. Jeffrey Bauman of Chelmsford, Massachusetts, was waiting for his girlfriend to finish the race. Both of his legs had to be amputated. His sister said she doesn't know if he's even aware of his injuries. He's so heavily sedated. Kevin Corcoran was watching the race with his wife and their 18-year-old daughter. His wife lost both her legs, his daughter's legs severely injured. Rebecca Roach was running the race, her mother Beth watching near the finish line. Rebecca told WBUR that her mom suffered a fractured kneecap. Just a handful of the stories from yesterday's Boston Marathon. Back in 1 minute, here and now.